Welcome to Disrespect, exploring the stigma around disability, providing information and interviews to entertain and challenge listeners who care about, or care for, or may themselves have become someone with a disability. We have with us today Dr. Douglas Lee, the lead author of the CCORT study on cardiovascular outcomes. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Now, what is your position?
I'm a cardiologist with University Health Network.
Okay.
And probably more appropriately, a research fellow at the Institute for Clinical Evaluative Sciences.
In Toronto?
In Toronto, and also a research fellow at the Framingham Heart Study in Massachusetts.
All right. Your studies uncovered something detrimental to heart patients that probably you didn't anticipate. It's your hypothesis that high-risk patients got the appropriate medication. But as it turns out, your study revealed something completely different. This is a wide-ranging study established for other reasons than to discover the results we're about to talk about, which are the withholding, whether it's inadvertent or not, of advanced cardiac medication from the most serious patients.
Intuitively, when we set out to do this analysis, we thought that intuitively that one would expect that if there was a higher risk of dying, that the higher risk patients would be more likely to receive these treatments, which have been shown to prolong life.
As you've mentioned, elderly patients and patients at higher risk are less likely to receive advanced treatment.
Yes.
You didn't anticipate this.
There existed studies in the literature to show that, for example, that coronary angiography or invasive cardiac procedures are less likely to be performed in the elderly.
Oh, yeah.
And that in some cases, certain therapies, such as thrombolytic therapies for heart attacks, are less likely to be used in the elderly.
When you talk about thrombolytic therapies, you're talking about blood thinning?
Clot-busting drugs that are used at the time that an acute heart attack happens.
Okay. Why would they be less often used in the elderly? They have side effects?
Probably a concern about side effects.
Okay.
It may be a concern that elderly patients were not the patients that were typically studied in randomized trials.
Yeah.
And the randomized controlled trials were where certain individuals were given the study drug and certain individuals were given placebo.
Right.
And the intervention was blinded, both the physician and the patient.
Right.
Have typically looked at younger and relatively healthier individuals than currently exist in the community.
Okay.
And so part of this may be that the randomized trial evidence may not directly translate in physicians' minds to giving these therapies that could potentially be harmful to elderly patients.
Oh, I see. So because they haven't been studied as thoroughly, the physicians might be more reluctant.
Correct.
Oh, okay. Tell us about the study and tell us about the outcome and further hypothesis that you have for study that have emerged from what you found.